Hello, this is the Coffee for Friday with Vito Dominguez, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Plex, which offers a user-managed media service suite, is about to launch an ad-supported video streaming service this year. It will launch with Context from Warner Bros., and it plans to resell subscriptions to other video streaming services and to offer on-demand video sales in the first half of next year. Apple issues press invites for September the 10th event at Steve Jobs Theater in Cupertino. Many expect the company to introduce three new iPhones and a next-generation watch. Reports indicate two OLED iPhone models featuring a three-lens camera assembly. It is unknown if the event will include new iPad models or a rumored 16-inch MacBook Pro. Also, Apple announces a new program through which we'll supply third-party repair shops with iPhone parts for out-of-warranty repairs. We'll also offer guides for repairs, and Apple previously limited such access to authorized service providers. The company will require at least one technician from each shop to take a preparatory course through Apple. YouTube drops its paywall. The video platform will make its original programming, including the cult hit show Cobra Kai, free to watch on its website, stepping back from a war for streaming subscribers that is about to get much tougher with the launch of services from Apple and Disney. Amazon Alexa researchers develop a neural language model that lowered word recognition error rates by 6.2% over conventional models. In a blog post, the researchers said they plan to present a related paper at next month's InterSpeech conference in Austria. The paper describes the various techniques, such as transfer learning and noise constructive estimation, to make the neural language model more practical for speech recognition in real time. This was your shot of tech coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.